This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. He says, O believers, have taqwa in Allah Azza wa Jal, which means that we should be conscious of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should be aware of Him. And we should protect ourselves from His punishment and His wrath. And we should never allow ourselves to die except in a state of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, state of submission to Allah Azza wa Jal. I begin my khutbah by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send first and foremost prayers and blessings upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa an'im wa barik ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. Amma ba'd, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Our guest, Ramadan, is approaching. Few hours and we're going to be here praying our first Taraweeh prayer, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to witness the month of Ramadan, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. And subhanAllah, Ramadan this year comes with a mix of emotions. In one hand, Ramadan always comes with blessings, always comes with hope, always comes with opportunity to change and to be a better Muslim. Always comes with this state of hope in Allah Azza wa Jal. Hope to better our spiritual condition and our emotional condition. Hope that we can actually be better people. Hope that the way we come to Ramadan, we enter Ramadan, is going to be different than the way we exit Ramadan. Because the hope is to be a better person as we're exiting Ramadan. So Ramadan always comes with excitement around it. It's always a good time to just welcome Ramadan and to enter Ramadan. And why not? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he said it. He said, "Fi awwal yawm Ramadan." In the first day of Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jal does certain things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Tufattahu abwabul jannah." The doors of heaven open. Allah ordered the doors of heaven to open. And just like this is really something to actually reflect on. It basically, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that there is always this hope because Allah is opening the doors for you, opening the doors of heaven for me and you. وَتُغْلَقُ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ, and the doors of hellfire are locked in the month of Ramadan. Meaning what? Meaning Allah is just pushing us towards khair, towards goodness, by even locking the doors of hellfire. As if Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling hellfire, don't accept anybody in this month. We don't want more people in hellfire. We want more people in Jannah. We're opening the doors of Jannah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَتُصَفَّدُ الشَّيَاطِينَ, and the shayateen are in chain, are locked up during the month of Ramadan. Again, what is the significance of this? Well, the significance of this is that just a push for me and you to actually seek real change, because now there are less distractions around us. As shayateen are looked up. Then you may ask, so if we commit sins in Ramadan, how this is possible if the shayateen are looked up, if the Jannah is open, all of the doors are open, all of the doors of hellfire are closed, then how come we're still sinning in the month of Ramadan? The answer will be, subhanAllah, Allah Azza wa Jal, He created us with two enemies. Two enemies. What are the two enemies? Number one, ash-shayateen. Ash-shayateen are sent down to the earth to actually be in a position where putting your khair side of you, the good side of you, on a test every single day, every single night, every single moment. You're getting tested by the choices we make. The shayateen has an influence on that choice. Any choice we make, shayateen will have an influence on that choice. And there is always this fight. But not only the shayateen, there is a second enemy. And that is the evil side of us. Do we have evil sides? Yes. Allah Azza wa Jal said it in Surah Al-Shams. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَهَا. Every single one of us have good side and a bad side. And there is always this fight. Because we are fighting our nafs, our evil nafs. And the ones who are actually able to win their nafs, they're going towards a nafs al-mutma'inna. There are different types of nafs that Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Quran. And nafs al-mutma'inna is the nafs that's able to win this fight that's happening in a regular basis. So now let's just, sum up what I said. Two enemies. One of the enemy is gone during the month of Ramadan. And that is ash-shayateen. Now our job is much easier. We just have one enemy to deal with. And that's our nafs. That's why there is always a better chance. There is always excitement about Ramadan. Always excitement about Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لِلَّهِ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ عُتَقَاء مِنَ النَّارِ. Every single night in Ramadan. It's an authentic hadith, beautiful hadith. Just imagine this. On every single night in the month of Ramadan, Allah emancipates people from hellfire. Allah free people from hellfire. What does that mean? It means that that person, his destiny or her destiny, was supposed to be hellfire. And Allah decides on that night for something that this person did. We don't know what it is. Maybe a sincere dua you made during Taraweeh prayer. Maybe you give a little charity before you come to the masjid. Maybe you fasted and it was difficult and you just, fought yourself to keep fasting. Maybe in school you're just annoyed by people around you that are eating and they're just enjoying their time and you're thirsty and you're hungry, but you pushed through it. We don't know what it is. What is the reason? We don't know. But Allah Azza wa Jal said that every single night that happens, people will be free from hellfire, be emancipated from hellfire. What emancipation means? It means, a master who is actually letting his slave go free. And imagine, we are in, we hope that inshallah ta'ala Allah puts us in Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Rabbil Alameen, collectively, everybody here in this room. But imagine a person who is in hellfire, chained in hellfire, doesn't have the freedom to get out of hellfire. And then Allah emancipates that person, tells that person, you know what? I will let you go out of hellfire just because you have done something special in one of the Ramadan nights. So yes, Ramadan comes with a lot of excitement. We're very blessed to witness the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. At the same time, this Ramadan is going to be different because the world is just in an ugly place right now. Our humanity is getting tested every single night, every single day. Just looking at the situation of our brothers and sisters in Palestine and seeing the cruel attacks that's happening on a daily basis. Children that they're very innocent, and they were bombarded with all types of tools that destroy buildings and humans, and without any ounce of mercy or rahmah. Children that they're dying for no reason. Families that they used to sit together in Ramadan and break their fast together, they no longer have this ability to do it. Ramadan is going to be different for the people of Palestine. Ramadan last year was a whole different month to these people. These people that they share the same faith, same names, possibly Ahmed, Muhammad, Hussein, they were just living a normal life. An absolute normal life last Ramadan. Meaning what? Meaning they go to Masjid al-Aqsa, pray Taraweeh, they come back, they meet their families, they break their fast together, they actually reach out to each other for Salat al-Rahim, just like a normal Ramadan. So it's a bit mix of emotions. And the question will be, how can we navigate this? Not only in Palestine, many other pieces of the world, where humanity is actually getting tested. People are watching people, innocent people dying, and they're justifying this. Other people are really have, they're still, their hearts are still alive, so they're condemning what's happening and they're speaking out. I don't want to go more details into this, but I just want us to know how to navigate this. Should we be excited? Should we be happy? Should we be depressed? Approaching the month of Ramadan. And this is a question that I asked myself as well. I told myself, this Ramadan, how are you supposed to feel? Because like I said, very special month. Many hadiths that spoke about the virtue, and many ayat that spoke about the virtue of the month of Ramadan. On another hand, just the world is different. It's not like last year. How were we supposed to feel? And subhanAllah, I remember something very interesting in the history of the seerah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never lost a hope. Even during wars, even when the Muslims are getting even defeated, he never lost hope. And he never let his people down. And he was always emphasizing this idea of اعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. It means like you just have to be tight. You have to be united. You have to be hopeful. You have to make the best out of the ta'ah. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر. This is what Allah Azza wa Jal said. Meaning what? Meaning shaitan promises you nothing but poverty. In the sense of what? In the sense of losing hope, of crippling you from doing your daily activities and your daily ibadah, of making this month a regular month, of making you down, of putting you down, of making the month of Ramadan as any other day or any other month of the year. This is what shaitan wants to do. And we are here to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are here to follow the legacy of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the most difficult times that Muslims went through, yet Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will keep going. Will make Eid Eid. Will make Ramadan Ramadan. Will make du'as for those who are going through difficult time. He will help those who are going through difficult time. But he would never neglect, he would never overlook those times of hope and maghfirah and forgiveness and change. Because once you lose this, you lose everything else. You lose your faith. You lose yourself. So yes, I'm approaching Ramadan this month and I have pain in my heart, seeing what I'm seeing in the land, the holy land of Palestine. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to alleviate the suffering of our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Ameen Ya Rabb Al Alameen. And our job is to take this as an opportunity to even maximize our ibadat in this month of Ramadan. We remember them in our du'as as we break our iftar. We remember them as we're going down and putting our forehead in the ground as we're praying Salat al-Taraweeh. We should help with any way possible those who are going through this calamity and this catastrophic events that's happening in Palestine. But yet, I will bring excitement to my kids about Ramadan. I will actually make this a special time for my children. I will make this month a month that hope is emphasized. I bring my kids with me to the masjid and I tell them, Allah gives victory to those who hold on their deen. And we're holding on our deen right now as we're going to pray in Salat al-Taraweeh or Salat al-Fajr in Jama'ah. There is a distinguish here, my dear brothers and sisters, and I hope that I was able to actually bring it up and make it clear. We have to distinguish. We cannot let anything take us down and overlook our ibadat and destroy our special seasons. I call this special season. Ramadan is a special season. And at the same time, we cannot be oblivious and we cannot neglect what's happening to our brothers and sisters across the globe. This is something that we should be very aware of as we're approaching Ramadan بإذن الله تعالى. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. SubhanAllah, the purpose of Ramadan is to actually feel for others. Why do we fast and feel this hunger and not able to actually just eat whenever we want and experience that a little struggle? It's because we should feel for those who are going through hunger, right? And Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned this in Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the surah, inshallah ta'ala, the first surah that imams and the qaris in this masjid and across the globe will recite in the first nights of Ramadan. Allah Azza wa Jal said, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. So Allah Azza wa Jal spoke about the month of Ramadan and said that يريد الله بكم اليسر. This Ramadan, every Ramadan, Allah wants ease for us. Allah wants to make it easy for us. So imagine if we were to be the ones who bring ease to others. Just think about this for a second, inshallah ta'ala, and put this as a goal for this Ramadan. Ramadan 2024, we want to bring ease to people around us. Let's put this as a theme of the month, inshallah ta'ala. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. Allah wants ease and does not want difficulties for me and you. You know, the greatest people that Allah chooses is those who share some of Allah's attributes. What I mean by this, Allah is Rahman. Can we be Rahman? Yes, we can. Allah chooses people to share that with Allah. Allah is Rahim and we can be Rahim. Allah is Kareem and we can be Kareem. So every time Allah wants or chooses people to be in a high status, He actually allows them to share some of His attributes. And Allah here is saying, I bring ease to people. So imagine if we were to share this, bringing ease to people, making it easy on people. This Ramadan, make sure, inshallah ta'ala, that you bring ease with any shape or form, whether it is through a donation to somebody or sadaqah to somebody who is really in need, or whether it is through a phone call that makes somebody feel better, and a family member who is really in dire need of that call, or in dire need of you reaching out, it might be ease for him. Or somebody who is struggling and you know about his struggle and you're bringing just some ease. This is the focal purpose of the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to accomplish what Ramadan meant for Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna al qawm al kafirin. Allahumma arina al haqqa haqqan wa rizukna attiba'a wa arina al batila batilan wa rizukna ijtinaba. Allahumma ahfaz ahlana fi filistin. Ihfazhum Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma harrir al aqsa Ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى يا رب العالمين اللهم تقبل منا رمضان يا رب العالمين تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا من عتقائك من النار يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا من عتقائك من النار يا رب العالمين اللهم بارك لنا في الأيام الأخيرة من شعبان وبلغنا رمضان يا رب العالمين اللهم صلي وسلم وأنعم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا وأقم الصلاة